thank the Lord for the week that He's given us. This far, God has blessed us and brought us. Amen. Back to His house again tonight. Well, I tell you, Brother Terry, I thought all day. Amen. And prayed all day. What God helped us to do. You know, I'd love to see somebody saved out of the Bible. Amen. I believe the church is getting help. Amen. We grow each night. Amen. The crowd's gotten a little bit bigger. And I thank God for that. Amen. But tonight, if you're here and you're lost and undone without God tonight, if you've been here this week, you've heard enough word. Amen. If you've been here last night, there's enough word for you to save this whole country. Amen. No doubt. I told my wife on the way home, I said, man, I just said, whoa. That's the hardest I ever heard Terry preach in my life. Amen. He was wound tight. Amen. It took him a while to get wound down, too. But I'm here to tell you tonight, folks, we need a spirit-filled church. Preachers. We need spirit-filled people. Brother Jason sings a song. I ain't never forgot about. We need fire in the pulpit. We need fire in the pew. Best way to get some fire in your pulpit is to get some in the pew. If you're sitting there half dead, smoked up by the roof, amen, I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, you ain't going to help him much. You ain't going to help yourself, too. Tonight, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, I'm going to read just a little bit right here. Lord, being my helper, we'll preach you what God's put on our heart. Amen. I love you tonight, the bottom of my heart. I thank God tonight for this opportunity. I appreciate my church family being with me tonight. Amen. Our church, we called off church tonight. Most of them come down here with us. And I thank God. We're oddballs. We have Thursday night service. But I appreciate them coming from Jamestown, Monterey, Grimsley, you name it. Amen. They've come pretty good ways to be with us, and I appreciate them. And I'd like to apologize to those that come tonight and maybe speak to Brother Terry to preach. Amen. Amen. But tonight I love you anyway. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Start our reading in the 14th verse. Amen. He said, "Hear, but the thy word is very nigh unto thee, even thy mouth, in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whither thou passest over Jordan to go possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, I choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live us, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Father in heaven tonight, God, as we come before you, humble as we know how, Lord, we thank you again for this day. Lord, tonight, God, we stand before you nothing. Lord, tonight, just want to be a vessel used of you. Lord, tonight, we pray, God, if there's somebody here tonight, God, Lord, it's fallen and undone tonight, God, they may say, Lord, not to summon upon us, God, but you said to give the increase, Lord. And Father, we pray tonight, God, we may want us, backslidden tonight, God, they turn from their wicked ways. Lord, and come to you tonight, Father, to seek you with their whole heart. Lord, we pray tonight, God, that thy will be done. Lord, bless this service tonight, Father. Bless this everyone that's come. In the name of Jesus tonight, I pray, give you glory and honor. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I thank God tonight. Amen. For the word I've heard this week. And you know what? The word is life. Amen. In the book of John, amen. First chapter of John, he said, amen. The word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. Amen. And it was manifest among separate yourself from this world.
That's right.
Amen. Listen, he told them there, amen, just like he blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen, listen, he'll bless me and you tonight. You know that? I believe that with all my heart. Amen, there was a time there that he never, in the book of Jeremiah, he wrote about how they was going to go and be under siege there. Amen, the Chilonites, I believe it was. Amen, but you know what he told them? He said, listen, he said, I've set before you life and death. Amen, you choose to stay in this city, or you're going to die. But if you'll go out and fall into the hands of them, amen, they'll take care of you. Amen. Let hell not slay you. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you stay here in this land, when the Lord returns, you're surely going to die. But tonight you can be a part of the family of God. All you got to do is come down to an old-fashioned altar and humble yourself down to the Lord and say, God, forgive me. I'm not telling you tonight to preach after me. I'm here to tell you tonight, you need to be born again. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hey, receive him as your Savior tonight. He will be the life, amen, that you breathe. He'll be everything that you have. Hey, if you want to live for him, he said to cleave to him. I love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Amen, and do everything you can. And that to please the Lord. And the brother preached last night. Hallelujah. Without faith, you cannot please the Lord. Amen, tonight. Are you going to have enough faith tonight? Hey, to realize, hey, there's heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Hey, there's one or the other. You can't stay here. You soon going to be born. Hey, tonight God made a way through His Son. And you can be born again. Hey, be in the family of God. But the devil came tonight. Just hold on a little while. Hey, it's all right the way you're living. I'm here to tell you tonight. You don't know what hour or what moment the Lord's coming for you. Hey, we all may leave together, Brother John. Or we may go out one by one.
Amen.
The promise of tomorrow. Amen. I said one time, we don't make a lot of sense. Nothing makes sense, I say. Amen. But you know what? Tomorrow never does come.
Right.
If you wake, open your eyes in the morning, guess what? It's today. Amen. It's today. If the next day rolls around, you open your eyes, it's today. Tomorrow never comes. Amen. Too many people. Amen. Today. Waiting around to get your life straightened up. Amen. Thinking I'll quit this. No. I'll get pull myself together. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you want to pull yourself together, hey, let one that knows how to do it for you. Amen. Come to Him. And humble yourself down. And pray to Him. And He'll forgive you of your sin. But if you don't, one day after a while you'll stand before Him. And He'll say, I gave you opportunity. I stretched my hand out to you. And now I have none of you. Because you rejected me, I reject you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Hey, into everlasting fire. Hey, that burneth. Hey, you'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Well, there'll never be no more mercy. There'll be no more grace. There'll be no more compassion. Because all things will be gone. And those that are saved will be in glory.
Hey,
realize tonight, this is a very fragile moment. Yeah. Amen. Tonight, the Lord said here that He set before us, amen, life.
Yeah.
Amen. We can choose life tonight. We can choose death.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you, folks, I've seen a lot of people turn their backs on God.
Amen.
Amen. I've seen a lot of them in the graveyard because of it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you tonight, and there's no place to turn back. There's no place to quit. Amen, Brother Cole. I believe tonight with all my being, we're too close home now to be looking back. Amen, listen, I got a lot more ahead of me than I do behind me. Amen, listen, I've got things in glory tonight that I can't wait to see. I've got family members up there. Hey, I've got some good church people. Hey, that I stood over. Amen, one day I'm going to see them again. Amen, and get to walk with them. And talk with them. Amen. All around God's throne and worship with them again. How about here tonight? Hey, if you choose to let death, you'll lift your eyes in hell in total darkness. Amen. You'll not see who you're surrounded with. And when all the screaming and all the torment and all the pain and agony Lord's side, we're on the devil's side of that.
Right.
Bible says, every who we yield our members to, that's who we're serving us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Right. Hey, listen. Oh, preacher, you just don't understand. Let me share some things with you. A lot of people disagree with me on using my family, but I'm here to tell you tonight, they ain't no better than nobody else. They don't get their heart right with God, they're going to go to hell. I said Monday night to pray for my daughter. I wanted her to be in the house of God, and she promised me she would come. 8 days went by. I said, honey, you ain't came yet. She said, Daddy, I promise Thursday. I'll go with you. I got a short day. I'll go with you. Guess what I got this evening? I got a text message that she just wasn't feeling good. Hey, man, she sat up here at the phone place at 8 or 9 o'clock last night trying to get a new cell phone. Just wore herself out. Hey, you know what? She chose death instead of life. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a God in heaven. There is a biblical God. He's coming back. And those that are following Him and doing the best they can are going to heaven. But those that are wandering around with a heart,
amen.
I beg and I plead, amen. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight. Lord, ever since the beginning of time, I've been begging and pleading with mankind. Boy,
yeah.
Said it repeatedly that he ever made man.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, that he has so much evil in his heart. And there's so much violence upon his mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Folks, I read back there how wicked they was.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know they almost seem like a walk in the park compared to today. Hey, listen. They was a multitude of people, no doubt. Amen. Living in sin. And God destroyed them. But I'm here to tell you tonight. If there's ever a time God ought to destroy this world, it's today. Amen. We got everything and everything in behind the pulpit, in our churches, and we're doing everything. Listen, that's not the ways of God. Folks, the ways of the Lord is holy and pure, unmissable. Amen. And full of joy. Hey, but the way the devil is torment and torture. Amen. And trouble. Amen. Listen, old Lot. Man, he was down there.
Yeah.
In that place, man, I'm telling you, Betsy, he was right to soul with the filthy conversation.
Yeah.
Amen. And all the dirty deeds that's going on there in that world.
Yeah.
But there was a man back up on the hill.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't know how far away he was. But boy, he was a praying to God.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord. Hey, friend, picture, you find 50 down there.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a living for you. We just found. And God said, if I find 50. Amen. He went all the way down to 5.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you tonight. I've made many calls, but only a few chosen.
Yeah.
But tonight we need to get it. Amen. In line with God.
Yeah.
Amen. Get in the number tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. That leadeth to life everlasting tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Instead, but whenever the angel of the Lord went in, amen, and got Lot. And Lot went to get his daughters and his son-in-law. Amen. Listen. They left him in straight there. Hey, and they set out. Amen. Only 4 of them came out. Amen. 2 daughters. Lot and his wife. Amen. But listen. I'm just like a bunch today. Hey, you'll get saved for a little while. Hey, a little trouble will come.
Yeah.
And they'll turn back to the bigger thing in the world. Hey, you know what? Lot's wife has to look bad. Amen. And God warned them not to look bad.
Yeah.
Amen. And they turned into a pillow of salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, Lord.
Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight. There's no place to turn back.
That's right.
No.
Amen.
That's right.
Tonight we need to be right with the Lord. Hey, as the brother said earlier, we don't know what hour, what day is coming.
Right.
Be prayed up, packed up, and ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, I want you to search your heart tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know some folks here I've been to church with, but I don't know everybody here tonight. Amen. I know some that I believe lives as hard and close as they can.
Yeah.
And they fight the battle, they fight the fight and keep the faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. I'm not telling you tonight that your life will be all this hunky dory.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you tonight it'll be sipping tea and eating cupcakes. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you tonight, when you get saved, you're going to have a battle on your hands.
Yeah.
I'm so glad tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. I've got one that'll go with
me.
Amen. I know tonight that I'm not man enough to take on Satan. I, but brother, I know one tonight that can. Amen. And we, all I got to do is call upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I preached one time in a nursing home. Amen. They rolled an old man in there, Zeal and a hornet. I believe full of the devil. That old man cussed me, told me, said everything on the sun to me while I was trying to preach, Brother Eric. And boy, I just young preacher then. Man, I didn't know much nothing. But all at once, man, just all at once. Hallelujah. Boy, it popped up to me. Satan! In the name of Jesus, shut up!
Amen, brother.
Guess what happened? You ain't a kidding, brother. Amen. The Lord stopped his mouth. Amen. And I went on and finished what I was doing. I'm here to tell you tonight, my God. Amen. Going to take Satan and bind him up on him. A devil's hell. And a curse forever. And he will not have to put up with him no more. Hey, I got good news for you. He won't win, Lord. Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm here to tell you tonight. I'm blessed. Amen. Only time God finds any favor with me when I'm doing right.
Amen.
You know what? God don't find no favors in you and bless you whenever you come to church when it benefits you.
Yeah, that's right.
You ever noticed that?
Yeah.
I said, you know, I hear the priest talk about so many times, God's not a square talk. I'm here to tell you tonight. Hey, I believe anybody gets out of trouble, make sure they got a square collar.
Yeah.
But when's the last time you checked to see if it had any hair in it? Hey, I've got the word of God.
Yeah.
I'm in God's house. But do I have the Spirit?
Yeah.
Hey, man, do we have the Spirit of God inside us? You know what that Spirit will do to you? It'll make you love your neighbor. It'll make you love your enemy. Hey, it said it even make them be at peace with you.
Yeah.
Love of God tonight. Hey, man, it's better living for the devil.
Amen.
Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, God changes people.
Oh, yes, He does.
He ain't had a change,
yeah.
Brother Ed. There's something wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. God changes, Sister Gwen.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, brother, if you know me, yeah. A few years ago, you wouldn't even let me in this house. Amen. I'm a brother when Jesus came in. What a difference He made in my life. Yeah. Brother, boy, He changed me. Just like from darkness to light. Now, His faith can turn the light off in here. Yeah. It'll be dark. How the glory to God. When the light then you can see that the night of the Lord is the light of
life. Amen.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man cometh unto the Father except through by me. And some people said this, I'll come to church, and I'll get saved whenever I get ready. Got a lot of things in my life I want to do. I'm young and I have a big life ahead of me.
Come on.
Go out here and look at these states on the tombstone.
Yeah.
When I was lost and undone, you know what I thought, Brother John? This is the truth. I thought, my grandma and grandpa were buried in an old country cemetery. And I'd go there once in a while just to get away for his back to build a home. Hey, man, after before I got saved, all I thought about was all these old people in here. All these old people in this cemetery. Jason, in that cemetery where my grandma and grandpa is buried, 95% of them is younger than me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, younger than you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, man, for eternity, hey, man, they died out young. And we think we got all the time in the world. Oh, we got the doctors, we got the physicians now with all the technology and knowledge. I'm here to tell you tonight, right here's all the knowledge you need.
Yeah.
The technology you ever need.
Yeah.
It's right here to palm your hand.
Yeah.
It'll get you all the way to glory.
Yeah.
And they try to build a spaceship to take us to the moon. Hey, man, I'm here tonight to tell you that the Word of God ain't grabbing you loose. Oh, you'll bypass that place in the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're not,
yes,
it'll fail.
Amen.
Read just a little bit more here.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
One of the worst problems I have in this life is my body. Amen. It hurts, it aches. Amen. It makes me sick at times. But I tell you what, I serve one tonight.
Yes.
It's able to do all things.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hope that you probably know one of them. Anyway, he said in the 53rd verse, finish out the chapter now. He said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption.
Yeah.
This mortal must put on immortality.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Yeah.
O death, where is thy sting?
Yep.
O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
Yeah.
Listen very closely. Thanks be to God.
Yeah, come on.
Which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thanks be to God tonight. Hey, if we've been born again, hey, we don't have to go to the devil's hell tonight. Hey, because the blood will cover our sin. Hey, cast him as far as the east is to the west. Hey, when the devil say he done this and he done that. Hey, the Lord said, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember those. Hey, you know why? Because the Lord done away with them. And every time that you sin, I come and repent to God and get it fixed up tonight. Hey, that you can make heaven your home.
Yeah.
Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You sung that early, but I thought I'm going to get it up. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight.
There's a heaven.
How many believers in heaven?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You read about it? You heard about it all the time.
Yeah.
I heard about it even when I was lost. Didn't understand it, though. How many believe there's a hell? How many believe tonight people still going? I'm here to tell you tonight, there's so many people reject God. He says that she enlarges their boundaries daily. Because people choose to go there. He was only prepared for the devil when he was angry. But God made heaven big enough for all of us. He doesn't say that he's having work on it every day. But hell's having to stretch out. Hey man, it can't hold them all. Hey, tonight, guess what? In hell tonight, I believe tonight in hell, hey man, there's people that I know personally is screaming from the pits of hell tonight. Hey, they're screaming, don't come to this awful place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
For folks, I'm here to tell you, the devil will bind you.
Yes, he will.
Had an aunt that died here just a couple years ago. And man, let me tell you something. Back when I was young, growing up, she was healthy, looked good. She was a beautiful woman. And as I got older, she left my uncle, went astray. She got into drugs and everything else. And man, I'm telling you what, she's about 65 years old. When she dies, she looks like she's about 165. Man, the meth that he holds out her body, her teeth, had rotted out. And let me tell you something. And I'm talking about horrible. And man, go and talk to her and try to talk to her about the Lord. She said to agree with me about everything. But you know what she would do? Every time that I say, let's pray, let's ask the Lord in your life, she'd say, go ahead and pray. And she's sitting right there. She would never bow her head. She'd just stare off in the face. I held her funeral. Folks, and I'm here to tell you, she didn't leave me no testimony whatsoever. Amen. Son said she did. I sure didn't feel it. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight, we can live for the devil, and that's our outcome. He'll make you think that what you're doing is just fine. Listen, them church people are out of their mind. What did the serpent say to Eve? Hey, God knows if you take of that, you'll be as a God. You'll know as He knows. Amen. And surely you'll not die. Surely you'll not die. He didn't say you would or you would. He said, surely you won't. You know what the devil tells these young people tonight, all across this country? Old people too. Man, I'll tell you what, it's unreal. The old people's on drugs and stuff. Amen. Selling, dealing, taking. Amen. It's unreal how many people tonight are out here in this world in drugs and alcohol tonight. Amen. So deep that they can't see. And the devil just chugging them right along. Let them think that what they're living is just fine. Man can't wait to, whenever children, amen, kill their parents, or their grandparents just to get that next fix. You think that's of God? That's not of God. Amen, that's of the devil. Hey, they'll steal off of you. Hey, they'll take everything you got. Hey, it's a shame when you got to lock stuff up from your children. That's the day we're living in. The devil is loose, church. He's seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking me and you. He wants to destroy me and you tonight. How about hey, stand on the rock?
That's right.
Do the best you can. Pray. Seek God's wisdom. Amen. His knowledge.
Amen.
I think about this so much. Amen. Why does God love me so much? Amen. If the person that I was and the shape that I was in, why did He love me so much that He came to my house? You ever thought about that? The devil, every time I was in trouble, he was nowhere around. All he'd do is get me out there and get me into it.
That's right.
Hell, it was okay when I'd get into it, I could find him.
That's true, right?
But ever since I've been saved, every battle I've been through, every heartache I've ever had, amen, every person in my family has been sick, and anybody else is out there praying for God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why I serve Him. I don't serve Him, amen, because, hey, I just chose to. You don't do that.
Nope.
Jesus said, no man cometh unto me unless the Father.
That's right.
My wife said, why are we going to church? I said, I don't have a clue. I said, "Is Reckon Bible still going on?" And we just go. That's all I need. God, I tell you what, all day long. All day long. It's Saturday. You can find me anybody to do on Saturday. But it's something just kept pulling me towards the house of God. You're all mine. Lord, stand there waiting on me when I got there.
Yeah.
Saved my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You see, I was headed that
way. Thank you, Lord.
Both times, hate. Faster than you could ever imagine. But Jesus came to my house, brother.
Yes.
Amen. He come. Cookville, Tennessee, one afternoon about 1 o'clock. Amen. He come by the way of the radio to a young man preaching the Word of God. Asked me why did I want to wait. Amen. Something began to pull me. Something began to draw me. Folks, I'm here to tell you that we serve a good God. He's never led me in where he's getting me in trouble. He's never led me in where he's left me alone. He's never hung me out to dry. When my little grandbabies are sick, hey, God's right there. Hey, man, my children out in the world living like hell, my God's watching over
me.
Having mercy tonight.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I love him so much tonight. Because, man, he is more than anything that you can on earth. More than anything. Folks, tonight I know people, we've gotten away from living right. I remember a song used to be sung, "What's wrong with living right?"
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. What's wrong with it? It's a good way.
Yeah.
Find rest for your soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, you know what Jeremiah said? To seek it out, find it, get in, and stay in.
That's right. Amen.
And he said, walk in it, and he said, you'll find rest for your soul. What did Jesus say? Hey, I'll give you a light in heaven. He said, come unto me, and I'll give you rest.
Yeah.
He said, my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. Come and learn of me. Hey, Jesus tonight is everything.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart, down through the ages, men of God has carried the Word. Amen. Has carried the Word throughout ages. Amen. And brought it to us that we could be saved. Amen. Preached it to us. Mom and Daddy has told us about it. Amen. Prayed for us when we was out in sin. Let me tell you something tonight. If you've got a mom and daddy that's saved, that's born again, and has told you about God, and has prayed for you, man, you ought to go home tonight if you're still alive and kiss her. Amen. I wasn't brought up in a godly home. I wasn't took to church. Amen. Let me tell you something. I was 32 years old when I got saved.